So, hi there. My name is Kristen, and I am here with my good friend and colleague, Brian. We both co-produce a podcast together, and we both live with mental illness. And for this Make Waves submission, Brian is going to interview me about my depression. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kristen. So, how old were you when you first started experiencing symptoms?
Well, I was in fourth grade and I had my first ever anxiety attack. So my best friend at the time, which is your wife, actually, was moving away from Cincinnati, my hometown, to Florida. And one day I just couldn't breathe. And I felt like my rib cage was closing in on me. And I felt like I couldn't get oxygen in my lungs, and there was a physical pain, but also just the fear of not being able to breathe. And my parents took me to the hospital, and you know, my symptoms evaporated. So it was kind of like, what was that? And looking back, it was probably my first ever anxiety attack that came from, you know, spurred on by a situation, an event-driven situation, a loss of my best friend.
Wow. And since that time, you've seen other doctors. What was their diagnosis?
Well, I didn't get diagnosed until I was in my mid-20s after I was married, and I was having anxiety and depression and some panic attacks. And I was diagnosed for years with just major depressive disorder and anxiety. But recently, I'm 44 now, and this past, it's May now, and this past March, I was hospitalized for the first time for my depression and came out of that experience with a potential diagnosis of bipolar too, or somewhere on the bipolar spectrum. So I don't actually know. I think sometimes these diagnoses are a little bit of an art as much of as a science. And my current doctors are really just trying to find the right medication that is going to help me be able to navigate these intense depressions that I have, which are more like from my new sort of perspective, mixed state depression. So there's a lot of intense anxiety and panic and fear mixed in with the depression. So a lot of agitated depression is what I experience.
So then psychically, you went ahead and answered question three, and that is amazing. So
yes, I'm psychic.
So where are you at with your depression now?
Well, I seem to, since 2012, which 2012 was when I had my big one, where I actually went so far off a cliff, I probably should have been hospitalized, but instead I moved back in with my parents for 3 months and they cared for me. And thank God they understand to the best of their ability. But the depressions are incredibly, it's emotional. The depressions are harrowing experiences. Harrowing is the best word I can. They're actually traumatic. And they fill me with such unbelievable dread for the future in my life. And even though I know logically that that's not the reality that I'm living, the fear and the harrowing, white-knuckling dread that I'm going to be in dire circumstances at some point and not be able to get out of it, or be in a depression so deep that I won't be able to get out of it, is just all consuming in those moments. And I'm a pretty reasonably intelligent person. I can look around in my life and know that that's not the circumstance that I'm living. But when I'm in those states, that fear is all consuming. And so I have relapses every, maybe right now it's kind of coming every other year or so, where I'll have a really tricky episode. We're trying to figure this out.
Mm. Which makes me wonder, are there specific triggers that bring the symptoms to the surface?
Yeah. I definitely seem to have a seasonal component. Like my worst depressions are in the fall and in the spring. So I've fall off a cliff and go into total sort of agitated depression. If I'm going to go, it's usually, you know, October, November, or February, March, that kind of thing, which, you know, I'm understanding might have a seasonal component to it. And then also like major losses, a breakup, a move, something like that, that I'm maybe not 100% feeling safe or secure or you know, comfortable with might send me into. So they seem to be situational, and then, you know, just the normal situations in life. But then my mental illness kind of sidetracks my ability to navigate it in a healthy way.
Overall, how do you feel about your potential for recovery, your future?
Well, I'm in this moment, I'm a little bit, I'm kind of in middle ground on that. I am trying to have some hope. I'd actually gotten on an antidepressant, took a gene test, a GeneSight DNA test, and I got on an antidepressant that seemed to be like a silver bullet for me. It was a game changer. And I kind of thought I was inoculated. Like, I kind of thought I finally found my magic silver bullet. And I didn't think I was ever going to have another depressive episode again. And so when this one came along in February, March of 2019, and I fell off a cliff so hard and went in the hospital, it really rattled me. Reframing the diagnosis bipolar, I've had to, you know, look at my own sort of preconceived notions and stereotypes of what bipolar was, because, you know, I certainly didn't know. And that has sort of, you know, I've experienced a change in my self-concept around that diagnosis. And so grappling with what that may mean, if that's what I have. And now the new medications, mood stabilizers, and other things that we're trying to kind of experiment with to see what will get me stable.
The game of brain darts.
Yeah, it feels sometimes like a game of brain darts. So it's hard to continue to have hope. And it's hard to continue to pick yourself up and dust yourself off after these major episodes and keep on going with life when, you know, one episode can kind of take you out of your life for 2-3 months at a time.
Right.
So, I'm in a slightly fragile place right now and doing my best to have hope. And I do kind of wish I lived back in Cincy where the Lindner Center is. I've been there, I've visited, and it seems like a really amazing place for people to get treatment and hope. And but for right now, I'm living in Florida, and I have the resources that I have and the health insurance that I have. And so I'm making do with the best I can with those resources.
And unfortunately, the limitations with insurance, and then on top of it, the social stigma, I know that's got to be complicated.
Yeah, the stigma is complicated. You know, even I had preconceived notions about depression and bipolar and mental illness. And the thing is that I'm just a normal human being who has this, and I'm not extra crazy or anything like that. You know, I have talent and ability and much to contribute to the world. And
absolutely.
But being well enough to do that is we're working on it. Thanks for the interview.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.